Hi, friends. Welcome to Neighborhood Church Podcast. Please go to neighborhoodchurchmn.org to find all the ways you can stay connected during COVID-19 or if you'd like to give. Please join us Sunday mornings, 10 a.m., where we stream our services on our webpage as well as Facebook Live on our Neighborhood Church page. And if you happen to miss it, you could still go back and watch the services. Have a good and beautiful day.
Were a part of any of the things that we did this past week, any of the virtual events we did, whether you did the breathing space with me or the breathing room, or if you were a part of, what else did we do this week?
There was a
lot of stuff.
The table talk. The what?
The table talk.
Oh, they said TikTok. We could do a TikTok.
We could do a...
like a synchronized dance?
No, not right now. This is church. Let's get it together. The table talk, or you came and did the pub quiz. I know Bree really loves the pub quiz. It's a good time. If you were part of those, we'd love to hear from you what you liked about them. And if there's something that we're not offering right now that you think would be really fun to do, another way that you'd like to stay connected, you can add it right to the bubbles that are rising up.
Yeah.
Because we've got time this week and we're really trying to figure out how to help us all stay connected in this time that is, now it's winter and snowing again. So what did you think if you were part of the things that we did? How did it help you? Because that's encouraging to us too, to know how we're doing and how we can best serve you as your pastors when we're away from you. And then what else could we try? Or if there's a resource you want to be pointed to, we've been looking at a lot of ways to continue doing some meditations and having fun together. So you can add that right to those bubbles.
Yeah. And I would say I was leading it, and I was super surprised how life-giving it was to have a space where even like this, where I could interact with people, like the Wednesday group, the table talk, where we just went around and just process how we're feeling and what we're grateful for. Mm-hmm. Like I started, imagine this, I started tearing up at the end of it because I felt so noticed and seen and realized I need that. And then our Thursday, our pub quiz, it was so much fun. It was I got so many complaints about my long questions, right? But you know what? They were great. I
had
it.
A lot of fun staring at the back of your head.
Yeah. Yeah, my bald
from
spot.
From our office. No, it wasn't a bald spot, and I would just yell comments, but you put your earbuds in, couldn't hear me.
Yeah.
I know.
So, if you want to join us, the Wednesday one is a great one to process. That's at 4 p.m. on Wednesday. Then Thursday at 7 is when we do our pub quiz. And kids are welcome to join. It's family.
Make your team.
Is it family? It's family appropriate.
Well, hold on now. I ended up being a team by myself.
I told you could join the team. It's not my,
I was by myself. I got Kira for a little bit. Max just thought the questions were foolish. I think one of them was like, how many teeth does an aardvark have? And he's like, 49. I don't know. Leave me alone. So, I mean, if your kids want to, that's great. I might have to convince my kids that we're going to win.
The winters won because of kids, I'm convinced. Because some of the questions had to do with like Justin Bieber stuff and... Peter Krause has no idea who that is.
Jeremy, thanks for posting that. It was family appropriate because sometimes you just don't know. If it's a church event, it should be appropriate.
What
I meant. Okay. It should be appropriate.
If it wasn't a church event, what are we going to do? It's not a church event.
No, what I mean...
it's going to be inappropriate.
No, we're in this unique season where sometimes adults need to be able to share like we're adults. I'm not saying that it needs to be inappropriate, but there might be a place where... you need to let your hair down a bit. And so we'll do a better job of saying this is that place. This is just for adults. And then we'll talk about if something is kid friendly because we just do things a little differently.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about what we got coming up this week. The breathing room. You didn't talk about that. We're going to continue with breathing
room.
Hi,
Haley.
I'm going to do two live breathing room sessions, one on Monday morning at 8 a.m. And then I'll do another one Monday night at 7 p.m. And then we'll make sure that they're live for the whole week. So you can touch base and use them as you want, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, any of those times. Plus the ones that I did this past week will be on our page. So that's happening. What else? We did puppy time.
We did puppy time. And then if you go to our website, you can check in there. We're gonna, if we add any events, we'll throw up on social media. But the best place to go is to neighborhoodchurchmn.org, the longest web name of all time.
Why not?
Why not? Right?
Could have been longer.
You're burning calories. So we're for your health. That's what we want. But if you go there, we'll have all our and all the links to all our events because we're going to be using Zoom a lot as well. Okay. Oh, and also I wanted to speak quickly to you can go online if you want to give. If you are like we're in this like crazy time. We were just talking like what 10 days ago we sent out an email saying that we were going to do commute. Like the way we're going to respond to this is we're still going to have church, but we're going to have social distancing. We're going to have hand wipes. It went from that to next day of like, we're doing all virtual church. So mm-hmm. there's like updates and there's things happening all the time. And so if you continue to give, you can give online or you can text all the numbers. Everything's on our website. Man, we'd love if you kept giving. But if you're like, you lost your job, you're in a tight spot, it's okay to pause. It is okay, right? It's okay to take care of what you need and who you are. And when you're able to give again, to give. Like, we're an incredibly generous community. Who's going to be able to give in many, many different ways. But if you're able to give, we'd love to have you support and continue this going on. But yeah. We just wanted, like, we were talking as a council of, like, just being able to speak to the elephant in the room. Like, for a lot of us, like, anxiety is pushing on a lot of buttons, and money is one of those things. And so if there's anything we can do to support you or help you, I've had a lot of people, as I've reached out to them, saying, hey, you know, we're doing okay. If anyone needs help, we want to help.
Yeah.
From food to toilet paper to money, anything. We have a community of people who are rallying to make sure that everyone's taken care of.
Yeah. And we also want to highlight two of the places that we've been serving at. This past week, we were at the Mobile Food Pantry. Are you laughing at me?
People are now saying, forget about Chris's shirt and let's talk about Nikki's hair.
That's yeah, okay, we'll pause. Yes, I got a haircut. I started panicking, like, I gotta do all the, let's cut bangs. Why not? It's a pandemic. Why not go for bangs? Except what I didn't think through was maintenance of the bangs. So you'll all be with me through my bang journey as it just, I'll just get really good at, like, this move.
Like, my stylist always cuts my beard, and the last time I cut my beard, I like got too close and made a straight line, so I had to shave my beard, and no one wants to look
you're
at this.
You're gonna just be really holy. Like, it's like, holy. Because the longer your beard, don't you know this? You read the Bible? Longer your beard, the more holy you are.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Well, thank you. If Steve was here, he could give us a little rim shot. Ba-dum, ting.
Okay, sorry. So,
okay.
Hey, Nikki, enough about yourself. Let's talk about the Lord.
The people are asking. I'm responding to these people are asking about my. They want to know about hair. It's okay. It's all good. It's all good.
Mobile
food pantry. So we went this past week to help with that, and it was great. Like, we weren't quite sure if we were going to end up with more people, less people. Just. We were unsure, and we had about the same, maybe a little bit more than normal.
No, they broke a record. We had 600 people.
We went over. We broke a record. I don't know anything.
So the cool part was that we had enough volunteers, more than enough volunteers there for like people to respond. That there's still people who are hungry. There's still people who depend on that mobile food pantry to eat. And so it was actually a beautiful thing.
Yes, I was registering, so we were trying to do our 6-foot distance for people who were in the car, and they did a great job of making some changes to how we register. So there were people who were like, are you still going to be here next month? So it was really good to be able to tell people, we will be here next month. And actually the way that Second Harvest is doing mobile food pantries, they've switched a lot of their pantries to that because it's easier to bring the things out to people for the volunteers and for the people who are coming to receive food as well. So for those of you that helped out, for those of you who are supporting Second Harvest, thank you so much. for doing that. What we're doing this, what I want to highlight this week is Safe Haven in Duluth. If you're on my, follow me at all on my Instagram page, I was highlighting a couple of things that were going on. I think I put it on our neighborhood church page. If not, I will make sure to do that. But one of the things that they're looking, or multiple things they're looking for, is some hand sanitizer and wipes, toilet paper. I'll put all that stuff up and live. If you want to donate, you found that you've got extra of those things, or you want to donate in some way, we're going to have a drop-off site here at the Hub. Hey, Chris, when did we decide on those times? The drop-off times? For Safe Haven. Remember we talked about this last night? Yes. Oh, okay. Yeah, you were there. Okay. I think you were there. Your body was there. So what we decided on is, instead of everybody going to Safe Haven, drop things off at the Hub Tuesday and Wednesday between 9 and 11 a.m. You can drop it off here, and then we will just pick one person to go and drop those things off. If you're curious about what those things are, I'll make sure that they're up live on our Facebook and Instagram page, so you can add to those things. I think that they're probably, Bree is probably taking care of this because she's on it already. But we're going to move into some worship time, some breathing time together. And I asked Kira, actually Kira asked me if she could help out this morning with that. Kira, do you want to come up here?
Sure.
Sweet. Aw. Hey, hon. Can you guys all see her okay? The bubbles are kind of over your face, but I know that you're there. Can you kind of see yourself through the bubbles? Say hi to the people.
Hello.
We know that there are a lot of kids watching too. You want to say hi to all the kids?
Hello, kids.
Hi. Hi, friends. Anybody specific you want to say a shout out to?
No.
No, just everybody?
Yeah.
You're good with everybody? So I was just going to ask Kira a couple of questions about how she's handling some of the stress and the changes, because there's a lot of changes, right? I mean, as fun as it is to have school canceled, are you pumped up about no school?
No, I'm a little. Like, when I wake up, I'm like, yay, no school, I can sleep in. But then when it's like after lunch, I'm like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of us are asking, what are we going to do, right? So there were a couple of things that Kira shared with me that help her when she's feeling anxious or when she's feeling worried. And so she's going to share those. But hey, friends and kids that are out there in Facebook land, when you guys talk about this, we'd love to hear what works for you. So you can share those on Facebook, and then we can be better at helping each other stay calm and have peace, even in the middle of things that are hard, or there are changes. Do you want to stand up on that? Go for it. Make an adjustment. Okay. So why don't you share a little bit about what helps you when you feel worried?
When I'm worried, sometimes if you have a pet or an animal at home, it would be helpful if you could cuddle up to it. But if it's a snake, I wouldn't do that.
Well, what if it's a cuddly snake?
Well, then yeah.
Okay. So cuddle with a pet?
Yeah. If you don't, it would help if you could use a stuffed animal, or just your or you could ask your siblings or your parents to help you get through it, or to talk it out. Sometimes that helps me to talk it out, what's happening.
Okay.
And to get all the information.
So you like to be able to have all the information. You like to be able to talk it out with a parent. And it's helpful to have, like, a furry friend.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do before we had Chance? Because we had a long time that we didn't have Chancey Boy in our house. What did you do then?
I talked it out with you, okay. Dad, Max, Cole. Not really Cole.
Okay.
Cole, I really care.
Big brothers, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Let's not throw them under the bus right now, though.
Okay. I understand.
So a sibling helped talking to everybody else. You had told me a little bit. Could you talk to people about the belly breathing? You had shared that with me. Would you share it with all of our friends?
Sometimes it helps with belly breathing. You put your hand on your stomach and you breathe in and out as much as you can. And it kind of helps you. Or if you're angry, you could do that if you're angry or if you're stressed. And yeah, that's really it. That's...
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. Anything else you want to share with us? That was really helpful, Kira. Was that helpful to you guys? I saw lots of hearts going up. Aww. We should just pass on to you, Kira.
Yeah, I'm kidding.
You got it. Belly breathing. So how about, while you're right here, let's just do that right now. Okay? All right, you can stand up. Yep, Kira's going to stand on the chair. Why not? I'm going to hold on to her. You hold on to me too, okay? All right, friends. So this is what we're going to do together. We're going to try that belly breathing practice. What do we have to do, Kira?
Your hand on your stomach.
Okay, so put your hand on your tummy. Can I say something first about people's stomachs? So oftentimes, I can't speak for the men, but for the women, oftentimes we like to suck in our tummy. We don't want to let our tummies out. So ladies, let it out. Like if you got to unbutton the pants, it's okay. If you got to unbutton, or maybe you're all in your yoga pants, that's great. Let your belly free. Okay.
Put your hand on your stomach.
Okay.
Wherever you can. You can put it on your belly button, up here. Find a comfortable place. Close your eyes or open them. Breathe in and out. And then you can think about something that is peaceful for you. So like if you're on the beach, then you could breathe in and out and think about that. Or playing in the snow if you're one of your best friends. You think about that, capture in your mind, and then start thinking about that.
Thanks, Kira.
You're welcome.
And we can do this anytime.
Yeah.
We can. Thanks so much for sharing that information with us.
You're welcome.
And we look forward to seeing what all of our friends, what's working for you. Okay, share it, and then we can even try those things on a Sunday morning, or you can do them. Hey, kids, lead your family through that. You got it. You guys got a lot of wisdom, and we need it at this time, too. So punch to neighborhood kids, fist bump. Fist bump. Okay. If you need to fill up your coffee, you can do that. If you want to stay, if you're already loving the breathing, keep on doing that. And then Chris is going to share a message with us here in just a minute. We love you guys. Keep breathing.
Peace out.
Here we go, friends. Okay. Oh, Eden says, thank you, Kira. And Bree told me that Kira got a lot of hearts. So thanks for... I need this. I need this. All right. So we're going to get back to that. Yes, we're going to talk just for a couple minutes. So here's the thing. Have you ever saw something or saw someone you're like, I'll never be that person. I'll never say that. I'll never do that. This usually starts in your 20s. You're like, I'll never be my dad. I'll never be like my dad. And then when you're early 30s, you're like, oh yeah, I'm exactly like my dad. I am Denny Sauter, just better looking. You're welcome, Dad. So one thing for me that I did, and I, no judgment, I saw people would hold their dogs or their animals, and they'd call them their baby, and they would kiss it, and they'd go, ooh, show me my baby, right? And I'm like, it's fine, I'm happy for you. If that's how you want to live your life, then go for it. But I'm like, that's not gonna be me. We had a dog before this, Lizzie, and she was, I loved her, but I never called her my baby, I never picked her up. And I just thought, that's not gonna ever be the kind of person I am until we got Chance. And I remember walking in to the house from work, and I literally wasn't like, hey, honey, how are you? Hey, kids. I'm like, hey, where's my baby? Where's my baby? And it came out of me. I'm like, oh, yep, I'm that person. I'm Lori Johnson. I am now the new Lori Johnson. And I picked him up, and I let him just lick my face, and he chews at my beard, and I'm in love, and I want the whole world to know it, right? I'm like Buddy the Elf. But there's still part of me right away that I wanted to conceal it just a little bit. Because I literally told people that's just not me. Now I am totally that person. And the same thing happens. Same thing happens with Nicodemus, right? He's this prominent rabbi. He is the big deal. He was an influencer of his time. And he hears something about this other rabbi named Jesus. And he is all jacked up. And he wants to learn. He wants to know. He wants to see. But it's going to cost him something, right? Because what Jesus did was Jesus disrupted things. He was a disruptor. And so it would cost him something socially. It would cost him something in his life if people knew, oh, this rabbi went into this rabbi, went and met with Jesus. So he goes at night. He goes at night. And let me just say, something I love about a lot of characters in the Bible is that they have this growth mindset. They have this way of being. They have this way of knowing. They have this way of existing. And they're always like, yeah, that's great, but what else? And they're willing to go and learn. They're willing to go outside of their tradition. They're willing to go outside of their lived experience just to learn just a little bit more. And there's something about the divine. There's something about the Christ that draws that out of us. And so we're going to be reading out of John chapter 3 because I feel like this is incredibly relevant. And so I'm starting in chapter 3, verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisee sect, Nicodemus, a prominent leader among the Jews. Late one night, he visited Jesus and said, Rabbi, we all know you're a teacher straight from God. No one could do all the God-pointing, God-revealing acts you do if God weren't in on it. And Jesus said, you're absolutely right. Take it from me. Unless a person is born from above, it's not possible to see what I'm pointing to, God's kingdom. How can anyone, said Nicodemus, be born who has already been born and grown up? You can't re-enter your mother's womb and be born again. What are you saying with this born from above talk? Jesus replied, you're not listening. Let me say it again. Unless a person submits to this original creation, the wind hovering over the water creation, the invisible moving the visible, a baptism into a new life, it's not possible to enter God's kingdom. When you look at a baby, it's just that, a body you can look at and touch. But the person who takes shape within is formed by something you can't see and touch, the spirit, and becomes a living spirit. So what's happening here is Nicodemus says, I want this. I see that the divine is in this person. Only, like he points to, only someone who's connected to God can do the things that this Jesus is doing. And Jesus says, exactly, but you can't even see. Like, how do I get on this? Jesus, you, not only can you not get on it right now, you can't even see it. And it's, and he, and Jesus says something very odd. And he says, unless you are born from above, the other words that other movements have used is born again, right? And we've used this story. We've used this story as something to point to in a moment, something to point to an event, to point to an exact time of where you came into the fullness of who God is, which is a very beautiful thing. But if that's all we limit it to, as Jesus saying, well, there was a time and point back to an event, if we just limit to that, like, then we're missing on what Jesus is really saying. Because N.T. Wright, who's like one of the prominent theologians on Jesus and New Testament, pretty much on anything, he talks about this. And he says, if we limited this just to a when someone gets born again, he said that would be like someone walking to your house and you lead them up and on the wall you point to a picture and on that picture is your birth certificate. And you could point to it and say, see, I am human. I have been born. I can prove to you that I was in fact born, instead of just saying, I was born because I exist and I am here and I am present with you. So what Jesus is saying is something more than when you say this prayer, when you have this moment, it will launch you into some place, this kingdom of God, which we so often point to, like eternity, we point to heaven always being somewhere else. This was not the conversation they would have been having. What they believed at this time, what Jesus is speaking to is that this kingdom of God is right here. It's always been here. It's available now. And what Nicodemus is saying, I want that. And Jesus says, it's right in front of you. You can't even see it. And what he invites then Nicodemus to do is saying, well, can you surrender to this original creation? Can you surrender to this spirit that's floating over the waters, which goes back to John, or goes back to Genesis 1? Can you surrender to this deep love? Because Nicodemus had all the ways in his tradition. He knew how to do all the right things. He got celebrated for doing all the right things. And Jesus says, that's amazing, that's wonderful, but can you surrender everything to this deep love? Which is like a great idea. We love the idea of like, oh, I'm surrendering to this deep love, but to surrender costs you a lot. It actually costs you everything. Because when you surrender to this love, you are saying, I'm really not in control. You're really just acknowledging, saying, I don't have it all together. And when you surrender to this love, when you are anchored by this love, then it changes everything because it transforms everything. Then you can't help but be a Jesus-looking person. You can't help but to love like Jesus loved. And this is why when Jesus says to love your enemy as you love yourself, to love those who are marginalized, love those who have been pushed out, like it's impossible to do unless you're willing to participate with this living spirit, unless you're willing to surrender to this deep love. I was talking to a friend of mine who owns their own business, and there's so many of you, even seeing the names, like there's a lot of you who got laid off. You're afraid of being laid off. You're afraid about losing your business. You're afraid about, you're concerned about how you're going to pay rent or your mortgage. Like that's real. That's a real thing. And I was talking to this business owner, and we talk often about our anxiety and our stress. We're checking in, and it felt really good to be honest with someone. I won't lie. I'm saying, I'm super anxious. I'm really concerned. And so we encourage each other. I checked back in a couple days later. I said, hey friend, how's the stress? How's the anxiety? And they said, actually, it's like really good. I'm like, oh, tell me the secret formula. What did you eat? What did you chant? What song do I need to chant? And they said, you know, it's funny. I just named it. I actually realized like me being in control, me trying harder, me trying to be a better business owner, me worrying about these things does not change the fact that there's a pandemic. And I finally just surrendered to it. That nothing I can do is going to change the fact that there's a pandemic. Not more anxiety, not more strategy. And when they said that, it encouraged me. It's like, it's true. Something inside me right now says, oh, if I was a better pastor, the people in our church, right? If I just tried harder, if I worked harder, somehow that's going to rescue my friends, the people I deeply love from pain. It's not. If I was a better father, my kids wouldn't have as many questions. They wouldn't have as many concerns. I'd help them with their anxiety. If I was a better husband, if I was a better son, if I was a better brother, there's something inside my head that just says, you got to try harder. And when you look at that and you can actually just surrender to this deep love, you can surrender to the divine and say, God, I trust that you have me, that I belong to you. Then that anxiety, it can like still be there, but it doesn't control me. That fear does not need to be the loudest voice in the room. So my question to you, friends, is this. What is like centering you right now? Like what is at like the core of you right now? If it's anxiety, if it's fear, if it's boredom, right? There's something deeper. The deepest part of you is not darkness. It's not evil. It's not sin. The deepest part of you is love, that you were created in love by love. And when we surrender to that, and we can surrender to this good and beautiful God, then everywhere we go, regardless if it impacts someone we love, when it impacts someone we love, when we feel like we're spinning out anxiously, when we are stressed at night, even in those spaces, we're deeply loved. Then we can move in love. Then we can offer something to those around us that is not just a great idea, but is a genuine transformational love. So here's what I'd like to do, a little practice, even to the kids. I'm glad the kids are watching. Someone told me last week that their kid kept up bringing toys to TV to show me. And I'm like, I see that toy. I love that toy. The kids and adults, here's what I want you to do. Take out your hand and I want you to think, what is it that right now is in your hand? What is the thing that concerns you? What is the thing that worries you? For kids, maybe you really miss your teacher. Like you really miss Sarah Hipp right now. All right, I miss Sarah Hipp right now. Or maybe you're feeling scared. Maybe you've seen your parents a little bit scared. Or maybe you heard some of the things they're talking about and there's some things you don't understand. For adults, maybe it is anxiety. I want you to do it. So I want you to name it. Like for me right now, I'm still anxious. And I want you to open it up, just open it up. And I want you to say, I surrender to love. God, I surrender to love. And the funny thing is, even as I say that, like that anxiety could come out and it might stay there, but it still is making room for me to receive that love from the Christ. So to my friends, to the kids, to the adults, like you are deeply loved. And we're in this together. So I'm going to pray. But before I pray, I just want to say one last thing. Is that if you have a need, and if that need is you just want to talk to Nikki or I, you need encouragement, you need a process, you need to cry, you need to laugh, or you need some food, or you need some assistance in any way, we'd love to do, but we can't help if we don't know. And one thing I've realized is that a lot of us are pretending that we're better off than we really think we are. And none of us like to be the needy person. We always want to help the other, but it's okay to have a need. And what we do, this is our job. We get paid to help. This is why we do this, because we thrive in these spaces to help people. So please reach out to us. But let's pray. Let's pray. Please join me. So God, we welcome you. And I just say again that we surrender to this love. And we say that fear does not win. Anxiety does not win. Stress does not rule. But your love, this good and beautiful love that's radically available, that's all around us, we just say yes. And I pray that we'd be able to extend that love to the people that we're quarantined with, that we could extend and have kindness for the people around us. So God, give us what we need just in this moment, in this space, in this day to say yes to you. We love you. Thank you for being so good. Amen. All right, come in here, bangs. All right, so friends, we really do care for you. We're in this together. You can do hard things, and you are deeply, deeply loved. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Bye.